T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's being pointed out, and I'm going to give Eddie Anastasia a shout-out here. It's on Twitter. He sent me the message. Remember, the Eagles will get a comp pick if Golden Tate walks. Now, you won't get that till 2020, but you'll get, it may not be a third, maybe it's a fourth, but you'll get something legit if he doesn't re-sign here.
Right.
So, I guess the Lions said, hey, we'll take a surefire three next year, as opposed to waiting and see if he leaves or whatever else. So, you'll get something if he does end up leaving.
Yep.
So, that helps. All right, and Mike Quick's coming up at 3. It's good to have him coming on to talk about Golden Tate.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Alex in Ben Salem. Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Alex?
Not much. I think Howie's drinking that Ike juice, Ike.
Yeah, I love it.
He might be.
Yeah, I'm loving it, too. I actually think Golden Tate's a perfect fit for the team. If you guys go back to when he was a rookie, or his rookie team, with the Seahawks, he was the difference maker of that team that beat up on the Broncos in the Super Bowl. That following year, they were missing that elusive player, and they couldn't get past the Patriots. And Pete Carroll's awful play calling. If he just had that Golden Tate, he gets the ball 9 times out of 10, 7 to 10 yards on the line of scrimmage. So the ball gets out quick, and he just breaks tackles, and he's down the field.
Yeah.
I mean, his elusiveness just puts the linebackers on their heels, and you know, safety's got to account for them. Even though he's way out in front of them all, he is the difference maker. And I know it's not the pretty running back that we need, and you know, he's 30 now, and you know, he's not you know, so young and longevity wise for the team, but for what we need right now for this window, we couldn't have a more elusive player for the price we got him. Who cares about that third round pick? Yeah, you might get an Alvin Kamara in the third round, but you can also get a Ryan Leaf with your second pick. So we don't know what that third pick is. We know what Golden Tate is, and he is that difference maker for Carson Wentz. Now we're just going to see him throw the ball probably 40 times, but with, you know, 28 completions, 30 completions, because when Carson Wentz is feeling all, you know, bundled up from the offensive line, not doing their job, he's going to be dumping it to Golden Tate, and it's going to open things downfield. It really will open things downfield, because they're going to push those linebackers up. They're going to do a bunch of different things just to account for him, you know? Yep.
How many times are we going to be excited, Alex, when Golden Tate on 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9 catches that 5-yard pass and runs for 10 or 15 yards to pick up a first down? Like, that's what he does, right?
100%. Even a bubble screen. He can get that ball, the line of scrimmage between two blockers, and pick up the first down. I mean, the only I don't think Detroit used him well enough, because they have, you know, Marvin Jones, and I call him Baby Megatron. I think Kenny Galladay is really good. But Golden Tate wasn't used as much in Detroit as he should have been used. Like,
oh, he was catching 90 balls a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring that up. 3rd and 8, he catches a 5-yard slant, and he just bowling balls 3 yards to get the first down.
He's getting the first down.
And then he's telling you he gets the first down too, right? He's one of those guys that does that.
Oh, yeah, he got a little swag to him. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
a little bit of that.
I like that. Yeah. This team could use some attitude and energy out there. Guys that can play.
Yeah, get him here now. I need him and Carson out there tomorrow at the NovaCare, just pitching and catching, man. Was it throwing and catching?
That too. Yeah, they can pitch and catch if they want to. That's fine with me. Dan.
Throwing and catching in the backyard.
Dan and King of Prussia, what do you think, man?
Work out with each
gentlemen,
other.
Gentlemen, absolutely wish you another blessed and beautiful October afternoon.
You too.
What up, Dan?
Nothing much. I have to say, look, I know it wasn't the flashiest name, but I know on multiple occasions I've lost bets with my brother, because we'll just bet, you know, $5, just brotherly bets here and there on games. Golden Tate is like weirdly clutch. He comes out of nowhere. He's not the fastest. He's not the best route runner. But, I mean, since Seattle through Detroit, he just makes that play that just, like, sticks that little dagger. And I'm not saying he's, you know, the greatest of all time, but I'm pretty happy with that pick.
Yeah,
you know, I'll take that.
This guy, Dan, the last 4 years has caught 90-plus balls. Four straight years, 90-plus balls.
Yeah, and I'll say 15 of them just pissed off other teams. you know, just really just ragged it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, like, I wanted McCoy and I wanted Jackson, and, you know, I wanted them both kind of just stomp a little bit more on Chip Kelly for, like, letting them go.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, I don't know. Now, McCoy will, because he's coming on a dime, but without the line, I don't know what running back would do us any good. I would take Peterson if we could get him for a 2 or a 4.
Who?
Patrick
Peterson. Oh.
Yeah, that feels dead.
Yeah, we're still trying to get other players, too. Yeah, Patrick Peterson. That's going to cost you a little bit.
Yeah, I think that deal's dead.
Yeah.
But other deals don't have to be dead. LeSean McCoy, after last night, would you be surprised if his representatives or Shady himself was more or less saying to the Bills, like, listen, man.
Oh, yeah, listen.
Why are the Bills hanging on to him?
Because...
I mean, come on, man.
For no reason. Yeah.
You really want to pay him that much money next year to be on a crappy team?
Right.
They're nowhere near contending with anybody.
And there's no way they still want him up there. Like, they're trying to give this illusion that
they care,
would much rather have him than trading so that they can get a high price for him. Right? Like, but you look at the team and you're saying, well, that team's not going anywhere. Why wouldn't you take the opportunity to get something in return for him right now?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. Like I said, it was the same thing with Le'Veon, same thing in Tampa. You know, it takes the other team to want to trade the guy, too. And if the other team is sitting there saying to themselves, no, I'm not giving him up unless I get X pick in return, then I just don't think how he's going to do a deal. I was actually a little surprised he did this for a third rounder. While I'm okay with it, I didn't think they would be willing to part with anything more than a fourth rounder for anybody.
I was surprised they went 3.
Yeah.
Unless it was a Le'Veon or someone like that. Bryce Treggs with a tweet here. Is he a former Eagle, Bryce Treggs, or is he still in the practice squad?
He's a former Eagle.
Eagles just added the most disrespectful wide receiver in the NFL.
Well, yeah, you know he's not a current Eagle.
Not if you tweeted that out.
Yeah.
Eagles just added the most disrespectful wideout in the game. Perfect fit.
Yeah, I that may be a compliment. I got to see the tweet.
Did he mean disrespected?
I don't know.
I think what he means is that Golden Tate plays like, you know, that typical Flyers player, like that Philly tough.
Plays with attitude.
Rough, yeah, plays with an attitude. That's Golden Tate.
Well, he's got Napoleon. Does he 5'9"? He's a wide receiver in the NFL. He's been having to prove himself to everybody his whole life.
It's like the Steve Smith syndrome.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I know about it, except I can't back it up. These guys can. 888-729-9494. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he is. He's like Steve Smith.
Yes.
He is. Well, yeah. Maybe Steve Smith light, because he's
Oh, yeah. Steve Smith's legit. A Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Yeah, he's legit crazy, too.
Yes.
Don't mess with him.
And actually, yeah. Bryce Treggs clarified, because all the Eagles fans got at him and said, oh, you're just salty. And he said, Eagles fans can't even take a compliment. Golden Tate is a scrappy receiver. Steve Smith kind of chip on his shoulder. Fits perfectly with the blue-collar, gritty fan base.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
All right. Yeah, but... You know, you could take it two ways.
Yeah, if you're defensive about everything.
Well, I mean, I'm not being defensive. Read it. I'm like,
well,
most.
Listen.
I understand what he means now.
When once he said he'll fit right in with Philadelphia, I kind of knew it had to be a compliment.
Yeah, you're right. Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. Well,
I want to say, was Bryce Treggs on the team last year when they won the Super Bowl?
Maybe practice squad. I think he was at the Super Bowl trying to get interviewed, if I remember correctly. Huh. He may have been some of the year.
Dude, I remember one play with Bryce Treggs.
The touchdown that he had.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. It was the New York, I think it was, the Giants.
Left sideline.
Yeah,
left sideline.
I don't remember anything else.
Going right to left on your radio dial. 888-729.
I couldn't tell you what Bryce looks like or anything.
All right, folks, we're approaching 1 hour to go till the trade deadline. What is your feeling right now? Third round draft picks legit for a player that you may not have passed this year, but Howie Roseman showing you when he says he's going all in, he's not done going all in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.